Like Jesus, we are called to accept people as they are and strive to develop a Christian relationship with them. Not only did Jesus heal people, he also taught them. Jesus perceived their unexpressed needs. Looking into the eyes of his disciples, he taught them about the many ways in which they were blessed.
For each one of us. Today, all are welcome for lunch to celebrate Gordon Davis's birthday following worship in Fellowship Hall.
On February 27th, we will be having barbecue and night at Concordia. Bunko is a dice game that many people can play, so the more that sign up, the better. Since youth group has played this game, we will be leading and teaching others how to play and serving barbecue. Please sign up in the fellowship hall to join us for this night of food and fun. No experience playing is necessary, and all ages can play.
There is a new small group being formed, which will meet on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., beginning March 2nd. The direction the group will take will be determined by the group members. We invite you to sign up to be part of this group on the clipboard in Fellowship Hall titled Living Out Our Faith. If you have questions about the group, please contact Sue Evans.
Are there any other announcements this morning?
A huge thank you to share with the congregation. The youth and Sunday school children made Valentine cards, and we had heart cookies, and the kids decorated the cookies last week. And as I delivered them to people during the week, they're just so thankful for the messages in the cards, for the cookies themselves, and that we remember them. So thank you.
This past week, we've celebrated Valentine's Day, a day where we are given the opportunity to tell those around us how much they mean to us. Every day, we are reminded about the love that Jesus has for us. Whether we are lost or confused, happy or sad, rich or poor, we know that Jesus loves us and is for each one of us.
How can it be? He loves me.
Please stand as you are able and join me in our call to worship. Blessed are the poor. Jesus loves us. Blessed are the hungry. Jesus loves us. Blessed are those that cry. Jesus loves us. Blessed are those who are criticized and excluded. Jesus loves us. Blessed are those who belong to God. We all belong to you, O Lord. We are blessed because you love us. Join in singing our opening song, Jesus Loves Me, number 191 in the Red Hymnal. Please join me in the prayer that is on the screen above. God of blessings and woes, bless us this day with lives filled with love, generously and hope. We pray that your kingdom will dwell among the people and that we may be instruments of your love. Yes. Open our hearts with the joy of healing a world filled with brokenness and pain. Be in our worship and in our lives, that we may continue to see our light and love. Amen.
I want to tell you a story this morning. There's a church that's really pretty much like our church. You look out at the people and they would probably look, you know, pretty much like the people that we have here. And one day they were starting the service. And as they started, everyone was sitting down. And someone walked in from the back of the church, and their clothes were kind of ragged looking. Had holes in the elbows. Their pants were kind of dirty. Their hair was kind of all messed up. It didn't look like it had been combed that morning. And the person walked up real slowly, and then just sat down at the front of the sanctuary like this. And the person who did that probably would have had as much trouble getting up afterwards that I'm going to. Okay? What I'm talking about is they were a little bit older, and they had knees that kind of creaked sometimes. just wait and watch what it looks like when I get up. That's what it was like. And so the person was just sitting there, just like this. And the pastor was up there, and the pastor looked down at the person. Some of the other people in the church were poking their heads out through so they could see what that stranger was doing. And pretty soon, the head usher walked up to the front of the sanctuary. Because if you think about it, it's not very often that someone sits like this in church, is it? We don't have people that come up and just kind of sit down like this. So the head usher came up and tapped the person on their shoulder, and then the head usher sat down right beside that person. And that's where they worshiped together. They sat there through the whole service. Isn't that a nice story? What else could that person, what might that person have done? Think maybe tap them on the shoulder and say, "We don't do that this way here." Or if that person not only had ragged clothes and dirty clothes, maybe that person smelled too. And you all don't know what I'm talking about until you've sat behind junior high kids who are playing basketball. It was a pretty ripe smell. Okay? And some of us might kind of shy away from a person like that. Someone may have been saying to themselves, "We don't have people like that in our church." What do you think of that story? Was that head usher did that head usher do a good thing? Okay. Now what if that head usher, would you sit here by me a minute, Miles? Okay. Okay. So what if that head usher had gone, what if that head usher had kind of moved away like this? Didn't the head usher do just the right thing? Didn't that head usher do just what Jesus would have done? That's why I like that story. Sometimes we need stories to see how we as Jesus followers act like Jesus. We do the same thing that he would do. And that teaches us, doesn't it? Not only when we're in church, but maybe if we're walking down the street and we see someone who looks like they might could use some water to clean up, or maybe they look like they're hungry, Jesus would have offered to help them. And that's what the head usher did. And I think that's what Jesus would like us to do, wherever we are. Would you say a prayer with me? Thank you, Jesus, that you again show us how we are to love. You love us. Yes, Jesus loves us. Amen. Whoa.
Testing.
Wasn't that nice of him to help me?
We would like to dedicate our songs today to the Balloon Man, Denman Kramer.
We're hoping this next song gets stuck in your head on the way home today. If it does, we did our job.
Gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people, all from Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them.
Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets."
But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets.
As we hear the sermons that Jesus spoke today, we need to remember a couple of weeks ago when Jesus came into Nazareth and he read the passage from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he claimed that as his mission for the Hebrew people, but the people on earth. His mission was to help this become true. And that's part of what we hear as he speaks to the disciples today. The people to whom he was speaking were the poorest of the poor. The people to whom he was speaking had the hands of those who were in power pressing them down at every turn they made. The people to whom he was speaking were poor, not because they didn't work, not because they made bad economic decisions. They were poor because the governments that had power in Israel for so many years, one government after another, each one had pushed them down further. And so Jesus went and stood among them, people who were feeling thrown away, people who were like someone who came into the church, sat down and had ragged clothes or clothes that didn't fit or dirty clothes or hair that was not taken care of. Those are the people to whom Jesus was speaking. These are the people who needed to hear that there was a kingdom that would treat them, relate to them as human beings, as not lesser than. And so this itinerant preacher comes among them and he says, "You are blessed, because there is a kingdom where there will be enough. There is a kingdom where you won't have to scratch out a living. There's a kingdom where you can work, do the work that you do, and receive reimbursement for that, pay for that, so that you'll be able to care for your families. And that kingdom is God's kingdom." And Jesus wasn't just speaking about heaven off someplace else. Jesus was speaking about this kingdom coming here and now. when Jesus said to the people, the kingdom has come near, or the kingdom is among us, or the kingdom is within us. When Jesus was speaking about that kingdom, he was speaking about a condition, a space, a place in which we can all live here and now. That is why Jesus drew so many people to him. Generation after generation, the people of Israel had been conquered by powerful nations, by Babylonia and Assyria, Persia, the Greeks, the Romans. People had all come in, took over their lives, and earned their wealth off of their backs. And so generation after generation, you know what that does to people? See, I think we can look at those who are poor in our society or poor in our world today, and giving them money to buy what they need doesn't solve the problem, because their spirits are broken. Their emotions are broken. They are just broken, broken people. And that brokenness has visited them for generation after generation after generation. And if we don't see those people in our families, in our daily lives, we certainly see them at food pantries, at community meals. We see them across the world trying to find a place that's safe for them and their families. Those people who don't have enough. In our time are just like those people who never had enough in Jesus' time. And so this generation after generation of people who had been told that they were cursed, and Jesus flips that around and says, no, you are blessed, because in God's kingdom, this can happen. In God's kingdom, the way God wants us to live, there will be enough for everyone. But we know that in order for there to be enough for everyone, some of us have to give up some of what we've got. And so Jesus preaches two different sermons today for the price of one. He speaks to those people who are following him who need good news. And off at the fringes of that crowd, there are always the government leaders who are watching Jesus because they're threatened. This is revolution talk. And they're watching him because they don't want him to gain too much power. We got to do something about him if he keeps gathering these kinds of people together. And at the fringes weren't just the government leaders. At the fringes, watching him and listening to him, were the Jewish religious leaders. Because it wasn't only the governments that were getting wealthy at the expense of the peasants. it was also the Jewish religious leaders. And the Jewish religious leaders are the people to whom Jesus was preaching this second sermon. They live a good earthly economy. They live the way earthly kingdoms are set up. They get rich off the backs of the poor just as much as those governments that come in with their power to take all they can get. So Jesus looks at them and says, "Woe be to you. Woe be to you. Cursed are you when you do this, when you treat human beings the way you are." There is another kingdom coming. And that kingdom comes through Jesus' disciples. That kingdom comes when Jesus' disciples will no longer live the kingdom values of the world. I saw a commercial on TV yesterday, and it was on during every break. There is a tax woman who has figured out the loopholes in our new tax law. Does anyone else see that? Oh, it was on every commercial. They showed that same one. The loopholes where you can save tens of thousands of dollars on taxes. Tens of thousands. I figured it wasn't for me because I don't owe that much anyway. That loophole isn't for me, so I'm not going to pay $50 for that book. Who's getting rich? And if any of you have bought it, I would like to see it. Because my thought was, I'm going to be a sinner. I'm going to make copies of it and give it to whoever wants it. I'll give it to the poor who can get tens of thousands of dollars, their tax money back. I feel at times as angry as I think Jesus was about what was happening then, not only by the government, but in the name of God, the religious leaders. I don't know a lot of denominations that are really getting wealthy. I know that there are some there, and I know there's some TV programs that do that. So I would like to excuse the religious leaders of this time. Maybe a little self-interest there. But I get angry that people have to pay hundreds of dollars for insulin that a few years ago, based on that, was pennies. I get angry when I see a woman, a single woman, because her husband's in jail, with four children, working two jobs so that she can support her family. And when her car breaks down again, she feels like someone is just pushing her down into the ground. She could have gone to college. She probably should have gone to college instead of having those babies so young. But she's one of those people like those of Jesus' time who has lived being pushed down and pushed down generation after generation, and she doesn't know another way. She can hear about it, but she doesn't know how to get her hand on it. And so she is being driven down further and further. And Jesus says to those who do that, woe is you. You will be cursed because of that. And I think he would also say, shame on you. Jesus preached two sermons that day on the plane, because there were people to hear the sermons, both of those sermons. The good news is that Jesus didn't point to anyone directly and say, blessed are you, cursed are you. Jesus spoke the truth of God. And if the afflicted were comforted by it, praise God. If the comfortable were afflicted by it, praise God as well. Each one of us knows to whom Jesus is preaching today. Amen.
From all directions, seeking healing and peace. We are the body of Christ, surrounded by the many needs of the world around us. So bring your offerings, that these gifts may foster healing and encourage peace. Please join me in the prayer of thanksgiving on the screen above. Holy One, bless and multiply these gifts you give, all tokens of our trust in you. Use them to bless the poor, feed the hungry, and comfort those who weep. In Jesus' name, amen.
Not as small as I think I am. Oh, okay. In our prayers this morning, we want to remember Demnon Kramer and his family. His service will be here on March 1st. We want to remember the family of Randy Sprecher, died this week as well. Lisa Ollier fell out of bed one day this week and she broke her shoulder blade. So she's going to be, I think on Tuesday, is going to be going to Maplewood to for a couple of weeks to recover there. And Kathy Howe is going to be having valve replacement on the 20th. Are there other people or situations?
We will begin our time of prayer with a moment of holy silence to allow for centering, settling, and focus. Good and great God, we recognize and celebrate that you are loving, kind, and faithful. You are everywhere in this world and beyond. You are also as close as our next breath. With John Wesley, we rejoice knowing, best of all, you are with us. With one voice, we say, hear our prayer.
Prayer, O God.
God of grace, we thank you that you hear us when we pray and are ever ready and able to act in ways beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine. Thank you for our brothers and sisters around the world, and especially for those who have offered to serve by attending the special called General Conference. We thank you for ordering our steps and for preparing the way. With one voice, we say,
hear our prayer, O God.
Forgiving God, we confess that we have allowed fear and distrust to place distance between us and our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Forgive us for making idols of our own thoughts, voices, and opinions. Thank you for forgiving us and for your perfect love that casts out all fear. With one voice we say,
hear our prayer.
God of peace and wisdom, from this time forward, we may we walk with you in trust and peace, and with our brothers and sisters in the love and unity you desire. May we truly sing together in harmony in a song of praise that draws all to you. Even now, may you bless those who will attend the special called General Conference, assuring them of your love, filling them with your wisdom, preparing them with your peace. May we become more sensitive to the voice of your Holy Spirit so that all we do will please you and bring you glory. With one voice, we say,
hear our prayer, O God. Gracious God, also hear our prayers for our local community, for the people whom we have named. We thank you for their Denman's life and Randy's life, for all that they have been to those who know them and love them. Pray your spirit would be with those who are grieving. Hear our prayers for healing for Kathy and for Lisa. We pray, we know that you put your healing spirit within us. We pray that that spirit would work powerfully with all that medicine can offer us today to make them well. We pray for those of us who are gathered here, for those who bring concerns this day, for those who might be fearful or doubtful, questioning. We pray your wisdom for the blessings in our lives, for all of the goodness that you have given us. We give you thanks. And we pray that we would work in ways that your kingdom would be here. We would be living your kingdom. We want to live the kingdom that Jesus taught us of. And we pray in his name as he taught us, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
I invite you to stand as you are able and join me in our closing on the screen above. Go from this place as those who are blessed. We go knowing that Jesus loves us. Go from this place with spiritual richness. Go from this place spreading the love that Jesus has for us. Join me in singing our closing hymn, number 3104 in the Green Book, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.